You be wrong about everything you claim to know. You saying yes, then how could you know that for sure, bro? That's the knowledge claim. But you gave up knowledge when you said you could be wrong about everything. You just said you could. Of course you can know things, but on what basis are they understood? What do you know? How do you know it? As far as truth, tell me. Do your logic and your reason confirm proof? Then Mr. Atheist, what evolutionist seems. Unless you start with God, you can't make sense of anything.
That's right, my friends. Unless you start with God, you can't make sense of anything. This is Tony Miano, your host of Cross Encounters Radio, with my sidekick, Chris Chapman Honholtz. Chris has assured me that he's not jumping ship. Chris has assured me that this endeavor of his to start his own blog talk podcast is not an attempt at a hostile takeover of the ministry. He has assured me of these things, but as much as I want to believe him, because I love him and he's a man of honor, he's a man of integrity, he is a brother in Christ, as much as I want to believe him, I learned moments before the program that Chris clearly behind my back, plus. And I'm just saying.
Here comes that plus, and I can't get out of the way. He's holding me to it.
You can't. No. No, no, my dear friend.
This is the ground.
This is like the... Oh, why can't I think of their name? The military flying group, the Blue Angels. Yeah, no. The Blue Angels are to the Air Force, the Yellow Angels are to a convoy of buses in triangular formation, running over you all at the same time. You're not being thrown under one bus. You're being thrown under five. Right now,
if you're gonna do it right, the Blue Angels belong to the Navy.
The Blue Angels belong to the Navy.
Yes.
All right. So now he's correcting my military knowledge. This is bad, folks. This is bad. This is bad.
Hey, who served for years? Okay.
So I find out a couple of minutes before the show. Chris goes. You know, Elijah Hankins did the music. Oh, we got 2 minutes. We better pray.
That is not how that went down.
Those of you who don't know Elijah Hankins is a dear friend of mine living up in a beautiful state of Idaho. Elijah used to live down here in Southern California. We went to church together for a time. We led worship together for a time. He's been my friend for about 17, 18 years, thereabouts, and maybe give or take a year or so. And now we stay in touch via Facebook because he lives so far away, and Elijah is a very talented musician, was a professional musician for some time, an intelligent oh, now you're going to start on my heritage podcast, boy. You're going to start on my heritage now. Okay, so Elijah. So Elijah is also very talented with graphic arts, with design, that sort of thing. And I find out, I've been looking for some new intro music for a while. Ivy Connolly was very gracious to allow us to use his music from that great documentary, How to Answer the Fool, Cy Tenbruggen Cate's great documentary. But, I wanted to freshen things up a bit, wanted to change the music. And so I've been asking, around, putting feelers out. No one's answering. And I find out three minutes before the show starts, right? Right before Chris reminds me, hey, we got to pray for the program, while I'm seething because Elijah, my good friend, my compadre, my goomba, is doing music, Chris's new podcast. And I remember, and I said to Chris a couple of days ago, maybe longer, when he was feeling things out, trying to decide how he wanted the show to sound, what have you, I said, man, that's good music. I like that music. He didn't say then. He didn't say
that
Elijah
Hankins.
Wait.
My, you know, No. I posted in there a couple of times asking your guys for input, and you guys, no response. Okay? No response.
Hold on.
Until after it's put together. And the only thing I got from you was, and all you said is use a different voice. You didn't say anything about the music.
I specifically said to you that I liked the music. Specifically
you
said you liked the music. And last night I got to listen to your first podcast, and I thought it was excellent. And I thought, this is great. This is part of discipleship. This is part of growth. It's sending, kicking the birdies out of the nest, letting them fly on their own. I had no idea that he was going to like take my furniture too. I mean, gee, come on.
No. That is not what happened.
Okay.
That is absolutely not what happened.
I guess if you put your heels together and say there's no place like home, Oz doesn't exist anymore either. But.
That's absolutely not what happened. Not at all. I'm going to clear the air here because, I still have some life in me after that herd of buses, okay? Not even close.
Here we go.
No.
Come on.
I was telling you this at the start of the show when you decided to go on your rant. Really? You did no evidence. I will print the messages that I have from Facebook. There is evidence, sir.
What messages from Facebook?
I posted on
Facebook. Oh, go ahead.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
You're worse than a defense attorney.
Whoa!
Not even let me finish talking.
Them are fighting words. Defense attorney. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, DJ, for your breaches podcast.
On Facebook,
go ahead.
Stop it. All I said on Facebook is, I have no idea how to pick in music. Does anybody know where to find public domain? I got a couple of links. I got frustrated because I had no idea what the heck I should be looking for. And Elijah kindly offered to send me something to listen to. I listened to it.
Do that publicly, or did he do that publicly, or in a direct message, in a private message?
It was a private message, and he messaged me, which I conspiracy. And he asked if he could send me something. I said sure. I loved him. He suggested I put some sort of voiceover. I did, and he kindly cleaned it up for me. That's it. There's no conspiracy here.
Hold on. Whoa, this is a whole new level now. He not only selected the music for you, but he did the audio engineering as well.
You are worse than the news stretching this out of proportion. Make you an anchor on MSNBC.
I'm gonna have to eat mac and cheese for a week just to calm down. I can't believe it. All right. Well, anyways, look. None of this is Elijah's fault. All of this is Chris's fault. None of this is Elijah's fault. He's an innocent bystander. He got sucked into Chris's covert operation, not knowing.
Covert, right in public.
We've used up about 10 minutes doing this. So before we move on, just to show that there are no hard feelings, I want you to tell everybody where they could find your podcast and why you're doing it.
All right. First off, it's blogtalkradio/slave-to-the-king. Slave to the King. You can also go to slavetotheking.wordpress.com. I'm going to make the link available there. The primary reason I wanted to do this was I have a lot of thanks to give to you, Tony, in bringing me into doing Cross Encounter Radio. I've thoroughly enjoyed this medium. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I download stuff regularly, throw it on my iPod, and go. And I realize that much of what I've learned over the years is because of what I've listened to godly people like yourself and others have taught through that medium.
Now you're making me feel guilty.
No.
Now you're making me feel guilty. I'm on to you, mister. I'm so on to you.
But look, you take a guy who likes to talk and you give him a microphone and say, speak into a computer, people will listen, it works, okay? It's too tempting to not make use of it.
Somebody give me an amen.
It's all I can do during my regular work hours not to use the handheld mic that they give me and just start, talking to dispatch regularly, except that I might get fired. So,
I'm sure they'd love that, yeah.
Oh, they would. That being said, I really like this format. As much as I enjoy writing, one of the things that I find is I see so many good articles that I don't have the time to read them all. But if you put a podcast or an audio link, I can download it and listen whenever I want. And it's easy to lose track of thousands of links of articles, but I can always listen to podcasts on the go, and I like that format. And I just wanted to take what are typically my thoughts that I've come to learn over the years as a Christian and try to share those with folks in a format that allows them to give some consideration to what the Word of God has to say. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not really anybody that anybody needs to listen to, but God's given me 14 and a half years as a Christian, and I'm hoping there's something out of that that allows people to be blessed and edified so that they go out and do what God says. And that's the whole reason for it. And it's not
so now,
a takeover, and I'm not in any chapter.
Well, and I talked to Block Talk Radio, and for now, until we work all of this out, make sure you're not trying to take over. Your show can only be heard in North Korea right now, so
actually, I wouldn't have a complaint about it if they listened. I would actually be thrilled.
That's true. All right, folks, again, it's blogtalkradio.com/slave-to-the-king. Slave to the King with a dash in between each word. blogtalkradio.com/slave-to-the-king. And you're going to try to do this to the extent your schedule permits. You're going to try to do this once a week, right?
Correct. This is just one additional effort that I want it to be in partnership. It's not me trying to get away from Cross Encounters. It's not me trying to compete with Cross Encounters. I just want to do what the Lord is I believe He may have gifted me to do, to bless others. That's it.
All right. Let me teach you a little something. Having been in this a little longer, let me teach you a little something about partnership. You share the talent who gives you the music, for crying out loud.
It happened in the course of like 2 days. It happened that quick.
And in 48 hours, partner, you couldn't find the time to say, hey, Elijah did my music. Man, we ought to get Elijah to do the music for Cross Encounters Radio. Partner.
And there's that. There's one more bus just to the road.
There you go. Hey, folks, I've listened to Chris's first podcast, and a number of others have, and we've all been blessed. As they say in the radio business, he's got the chops to do this. It's good. It's good content, and I would encourage you to listen to his podcast whenever he does one. I know I'm going to. And we will be providing links. Whenever Chris does a podcast, you will find the links on the Cross Encounters Radio Facebook page and the Cross Encounters Radio Twitter page. And if you're not following both of those, well, that's a whole different show. I've already ranted too much for one. Hey, before we start digging into some subjects, it's been a really busy week out there in the world today. A lot going on. But before we get started, we need to let you know that Yeah, you've probably noticed already because there hasn't been anyone here to calm us down. Wheels isn't with us tonight. Rich isn't with us tonight. Rich, as those of you who've been following the program, now going on a couple of years, Rich was involved in a very serious auto accident, probably seven, going on 8 years ago now, which has left him in many ways disabled. He spends a great deal of time confined to a wheelchair. He's got a number of medical issues, some of them very painful, either as a direct result of that accident or conditions that have come about as he's battled health issues for the last several years. And the last couple of weeks have been particularly tough for him. He was battling some gout in his knee. He's basically a medicine cabinet when it comes to medications because of all of the various conditions and injuries and ailments that he battles through as a way of life. And so he's a bit down right now. He's down physically. He's trying to keep his spirits up. He's got a wonderful support system around him in Suzanne and Miranda and Tyler and of course you folks out there who love him and communicate with him via Twitter and Facebook. If you've noticed, he's kind of been MIA for the last couple of weeks. Well, that's why. So please keep Rich in your prayers, and hopefully Wheels will be back with us here in the next hopefully by next week. Hopefully by next week. So, all right. Wow, a lot going on. Chris, I'm sure you probably heard that the Religion of Peace, represented by ISIS, has beheaded yet another hostage, this time a Japanese citizen of Japan. I'm not sure of all the details as to how he was kidnapped. We know why he was kidnapped, because Islam, as a religion, is barbaric. And ISIS and their cohorts, they are not radical Muslims. They are not false converts to Islam. They are orthodox Muslims. Many Muslims in the West are false converts to Islam because they don't believe their own book. They don't obey their own book. And so yet another innocent life, innocent in the sense that this gentleman from Japan did nothing to warrant a barbaric execution by beheading, yet another innocent human being taken in the name of the false god of Islam and the false prophet of Islam, Muhammad. Have you been following that story, Chris?
Little bits here and there as we picked it up on the local news, and I think it does two things. I mean, number one, it reminds us that any religion outside of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that redeems sinners is satanic, and Islam is just simply taking their sinfulness to its logical conclusion in the worship of their false god. And it just reminds us how desperately the gospel needs to be preached in all corners of the earth. I think the second thing it does is it exposes, in our culture especially, the abject willingness of those who hate God, hate the gospel, to partner with darkness against Christianity because they just simply cannot bring themselves to say what you just said, that this is Islam in its true form. Now we could argue a lot of different aspects of Islam. I mean, I think just as within Christianity, we recognize that everybody has a different role in the body of Christ. Islam could probably argue that there are those who are called to wage jihad, and there are those who are called to live in quietly and sneak in Sharia into communities like Dearborn, Michigan, and stuff like that. So we could logically state that each
there are various facets of Islam, and this is just a very public version of what they do. But it is a true aspect and a true role of Islam to do what these folks are doing, and to, in one breath, say, no, these are not true Muslims. This is not true Islam. And then in the other breath, to turn around and tell us as Christians, we are not true Christians, even though we follow our book. It shows the abject willingness of the hardened heart to embrace that which is evil so that it can continue to hate God. And it's we're seeing both of those things played out, because you're going to see people try to denounce what happened with this Japanese citizen as being barbaric, but at the same in the same breath, they're going to say this is an Islam. And unfortunately, it absolutely is. It absolutely is Islam.
Yeah, another story that just broke today, because this just happened today. The daughter of the late Whitney Houston, her name is Bobby Christina Brown. I think she's a teenager, she's 21. 21. She was found by her husband, unconscious, unresponsive, not breathing in a bathtub. I mean, I can't believe. That's how her mother was found, of an apparent drug overdose. There are no real details out yet. Apparently, she's an officer responded, continued CPR that I guess someone who was there had started, taken obviously by ambulance to a hospital. And what KT was sharing in the chat room is that she's now in a medically induced coma. Now, that can mean all kinds of things. Now, there's no indication at this moment if this is drug-related or if this is a medical condition or something like that. I do believe, please, if you're in the chat room and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe this young lady also had issues with drugs as well in her past. But again, I could be wrong about that, so I certainly don't want to speculate. But we don't know. We don't know anything other than yet another tragedy to befall this family, who, according to the world standards, had everything, but obviously very broken family, a family in need of Christ. So. You could be praying for this young lady. Again, her name is Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of the late singer Whitney Houston, found unresponsive in a bathtub in her Georgia home today before being rushed to the hospital. She's 21. Now NBC News is saying that she was brought alive and breathing to the nearby North Fulton Hospital. So, somewhere along the way, there was a report that CPR had been done. So it appears that they were able to get her breathing on her own. So that's tragic. So be praying for the Brown family. Be praying for this young lady. Be praying for Whitney Houston's relatives and what have you. Pray that someone gets the gospel to these folks. They, like every other human being on the planet, need the life-giving, life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And then someone else in desperate need of the gospel, this came out this week too, former Olympic champion and decathlete Bruce Jenner has now come out publicly saying he is transitioning to womanhood. I'm reading now from People Magazine website, people.com. Article title is Bruce Jenner is, quote, transitioning into a woman, end quote, source confirms to People. Now, I don't follow the Kardashians. I don't watch their shows. I mean, it's just, they're just an exercise in depravity. You know, we don't have cable. We don't have Dish. We don't have that kind of stuff, because so much of TV is just garbage. But if you following the news at all over the years, I mean, Bruce Jenner's look has been changing over time. And, you know, I think the guy has 10 kids from three or four different wives, has 10 children. And now at the age of 65, he's decided he wants to become a woman. In the article it reads, quote, Bruce is transitioning to a woman, end quote, says a source close to the family. Quote, he is finally happy and his family is accepting of what he's doing. He's in such a great space. That's why it's the perfect time to do something like this. End quote. And according to a different Jenner insider, the article reads, the 65-year-old reality star, wait for this shocker, newsflash, is filming his momentous journey to be shared with viewers on the docuseries this year. Quote, it will air when he is ready to be open about his transition, end quote, the source tells People. Quote, but he's acting more and more confident and seems very happy. And, wow, this is sad. This is tragic. No matter what Bruce Jenner does to his body, no matter, and I won't go into details, but no matter what Bruce Jenner does to his body, he will never be a woman. Created in the image of God, Bruce Jenner was created as a man. He was knit together in his mother's womb by God as a man. He could put lipstick on. He already, in this picture they're showing, he already has the locks, the long hair. That's a different hairstyle for him. So it doesn't mean you're a woman if you have long hair. I don't want to get emails to Chris at crossencountersmen.com. Chris at crossencountersmen.com. Accusing me of saying that men with long hair are women. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, Michelle would argue that Thor is clearly a man and he has long hair. So, but I digress. Oh, by the way, that reminds me for the. I still have two adult daughters at home. One is. Oh, and my niece Allison, lovely young lady. How old is Allison? How old is Allison, Maria?
You are going to have some very upset woman in the system.
23. She's 23. Lovely young lady. Works. I'll be careful. But works for a very prestigious Christian college led by a very prestigious Christian pastor. She's very smart. She's bright. She's beautiful. And so for more information, you can simply email info@crossencountersmen.com. You do need to go to my blog, crossencounters.us. You do need to go to the blog. You need to thoroughly read my article, The Man Who Marries My Daughter, because this applies to my niece. You must thoroughly read, understand, accept, comply with that article. Or you need not apply by emailing us at info@crossencountersmen.com. Her name is Allison. She's beautiful. So, anyway.
Okay.
I'll have Allison. If Allison
Amanda,
never, if Allison
Michelle,
never
Alicia,
to
this is
yeah,
Tony's
no, no, no.
fault. This is not my idea.
If Allison never listens to this, it was Amanda and Maria who threw her under the bus and said, wait, there, don't forget Allison. Allison did volunteer, although I do believe it was tongue-in-cheek. She did volunteer on Facebook. So it wasn't Facebook? Or was it? Oh, was that a private dinner gathering of the family? Oh.
Oh, you are doomed.
Oh. Anyways, how I transitioned out of Bruce Jenner to trying to fix my niece up with a godly man. I don't know. Oh, we were talking about long hair. But anyways.
Wow. Digging that hole deeper and deeper.
If that wasn't a squirrel moment, man, I don't know what is. If that was not a squirrel flying, I don't
Chinese.
Know.
You're going to the earth on this one.
down. I'm going alone. Hey, so anyways, folks, anyways, back to Bruce Jenner. Pray for him and his family. Pray for those who are supporting him. I've tweeted a couple of times, with our link to our message page at crossencounterspin.com. Tweeted a couple times, hoping Bruce Jenner and using his name hashtag so people will see it. Hoping Bruce Jenner will come to repentance and faith in Christ and the God hating world out there, or those who profess to love a God they've created in their imagination are supportive of him and think that I'm cruel and judgmental and unkind for suggesting that he repents and comes to faith in Christ. That's what Bruce Jenner needs. Bruce Jenner does not need operations. He does not need hormones. He does not need lipstick and painted nails. He needs Christ. He needs Christ. So, yeah, another sad story. We don't have a lot of good news this week, brother, because now we're just going to get. I mean, we got about a half hour left in the show, and now we're going to get to what we were planning to talk about. And Chris, you brought this story to my attention.
Yeah,
and we're getting this from the Christian News Network, great news website run by Michael Markavich. It's christiannews.net, christiannews.net. And Heather Clark is one of the primary reporters on this site. I love reading Heather's articles. But this one is titled, UK Christian School Shut Down for Having, quote, discriminatory views, end quote, toward other faiths. All right. Now, let's just go off the title here for a second, shall we, folks? This is a Christian school, right? Which means they likely have a set of doctrines or a creed that they follow, which would be contrary to Mormon creeds and Catholic creeds and Muslim creeds and Buddhist creeds and Jehovah's Witness creeds and Oprah's creeds and Bruce Jenner's creeds and this church, this sad, sad mega church down in the Nashville area, whose pastor, after a quote unquote long journey, that's the buzzword now in evangelicalism, journey, has decided now that their church will accept practicing homosexual people as full members of the church, will not deny them the ordinances of baptism or communion, will allow them to participate in leadership if that were to happen. So this church has just gone completely apostate. Another one bites the dust, as someone said on my Facebook page. And hopefully, wow, James 3:1 says that those who presume to be teachers should expect a stricter judgment from God. And here is a man leading a mega church who has just led this church away from Christ. And my hope is that if there are any authentic, any genuine followers of Jesus Christ, any truly born-again saints in that church, that they will flee, that they will run, that they will go to the nearest Bible teaching, gospel-believing church they can find, because they are not in one now. They are in an unholy spiritual club right now, and they need to get out. They need to get out fast. They need to get their children out of there, and they need to go to a real church. But this article by Heather Clark regarding this UK Christian school to be shut down, Heather writes, a Christian school in the UK is being shut down and another under scrutiny after investigators quizzed random students and found them to have, quote, discriminatory views, end quote, toward others. According to reports, last November, members of the Office for Standards and Education visited Durham Free School for an inspection and declared the educational institution to be substandard. Quote, leaders are failing to prepare students for life in modern Britain, end quote, said lead inspector Joan Hewitt. Quote, some students have hold discriminatory views of other people who have different faiths, values, or beliefs from themselves, end quote. one of the inspectors had reportedly asked one 12-year-old boy what a Muslim is, and the child responded by making reference to terrorist activity. Ofsted, that's the Office for Standards of Education, saw this as being problematic. As a result of the findings, Education Secretary Nikki Morgan announced that she was cutting funding to the school, which is now expected to shut down. Grindon Hall Christian School has also been visited by Ofsted, and in addition to questioning children about their knowledge of other religions, investigators quizzed the youth about sexuality. Based on the children's answers, the school was labeled as being intolerant and placed under further scrutiny. Quote, several parents complained to me about what they saw as intrusive and deeply personal questioning of their children in the group session, end quote, wrote Principal Chris Gray in a complaint to the organization. Quote, it has been reported back to me that children ages 6 to 9 were asked whether they knew anything about Diwali and whether they were familiar with the Torah. In addition, I have also heard reports of primary school children being asked if they knew of any boys or girls who thought they were in the quote-unquote wrong body, he continued. Quote, another parent has complained to me in writing that her 10-year-old daughter was asked if she knew what lesbians did. Pupils were embarrassed and surprised to be asked questions about sexuality, end quote. Gray said that he thought perhaps the school was being purposefully targeted because it is Christian. Quote, it is now well known that the manner in which inspectors questioned our pupils in November was hostile, inappropriate, and raises serious safeguarding issues, end quote, he stated. Quote, Ofsted's approach to us was negative at every stage, as if the data collected had to fit a predetermined outcome, end quote. Now, the article continues, but for the sake of time, I think we've shared enough. Chris, you found this article, man. What do you think?
Well, two things cross my mind. I mean, number one is this is just simply the logical progression of what we've been seeing going on. The more that immorality, the more that pluralism and postmodernism has been elevated to the forefront as some sort of intellectualism that we need to bow to, Christianity has become more and more the target of this kind of animosity. The more we stand for what God's word says, the more we come up in opposition to the new morality in our world. So this is just a logical progression. We'll see this more and more, short of God granting repentance and faith to the Western nations. This is where we're headed. We're going to see this more and more. The second thing, and it always astounds me, as I saw on a bumper sticker today, it says "Think inclusively," and I thought to myself, how exclusivist a mindset that is. Because if I don't want to be inclusive, as you're being inclusive, you would exclude me, and that's exactly what we see here. They say we're about tolerance, we're about non-discrimination, yet they are discriminating and they are intolerant of those who do not hold to the view that they hold, and it's just a matter of selective ignorance. You know, we know that what you're saying is you hold to your beliefs. We want you to hold the beliefs, but it is so contradictory, so absolutely contradictory to what we have declared to be right, that we aren't going to give you the same consideration we would give anybody else. And I think what you're going to see is this is the starting place for this kind of investigation, and it won't be long before people will be targeted for just raising their kids as Christians. What did you teach your children? We saw it in, I think it was Scotland, where every child born now has a CPS worker. And that, you know, how long before we see that here or in the UK, throughout Europe? And you as a parent are going to have to meet a certain preset standards, and Christians are going to find it very, very difficult to be able to raise their children without the government having input on it. And I think this is where we see it going.
Enough said. I couldn't have said that better, but just to reaffirm what Chris said, folks, this is coming. This is coming to a Christian school near you. I mean, I we know a lot of homeschool families. Out here in California, there have been efforts by politicians to attack the Christian homeschool community for many, many years. But I know a good friend of mine, David Caldwell, he's the dean of men at our local Christian school, and excellent school. And I fear for guys like David and schools like Santa Clarita Christian School, where he teaches and leads, government's going to be knocking on their door before too long, saying, "Hey, we hear you believe that the Bible is true." Now, the one difference is here in the United States, private Christian schools do not receive government funding. There is a state church. There's the Church of England. There's a state church in England. The Queen of England is the head of the church, albeit for the most part ceremoniously. So there is a nuance there. But that's not going to stop our God-hating culture here in the United States. They will be going after Christian schools. They will be going after churches. Homosexuals and other members of the alphabet soup of depravity community are going to go to churches. They're going to wait for a pastor to teach on Romans 1 or 1 Corinthians 6 or Revelation 21, and they're going to run to some government entity and say, "I was offended, they're intolerant, they're bigoted, we need to take away their tax-exempt status," whatever. It's going to happen. This isn't conspiracy theory. The sky is falling. This is reality, folks, and I don't think American evangelicalism is ready for it because there's so much corruption within the American evangelical bubble that I think most Christians are clueless. Most professing Christians are clueless as to what's coming. So, something to certainly keep an eye on. And like I said, there's corruption. There's all kinds of things going on within American evangelicalism, and we can thank people like Russell Moore and over that. And we're going to talk about Russell Moore here in a moment. But if you're not familiar with Russell Moore, he heads the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention, and I don't believe Russell Moore is a friend of Christians, but we'll explain that in a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Sharkhead Gifts. Sharkhead Gifts is a new Christian company located in Mathiston, Mississippi, owned and operated by Suzanne and Tyler Story. If their names sound familiar, well, they should. That's Wheels' wife and son. And they take the bite out of high prices and specialize in stocking USA handmade gifts that are rustic, retro, and carry a wide selection of Christian gifts and resources, such as weatherproof Bibles and waterproof notebooks, plus great shirts by Wrath Grace Clothing. I went to Portland this last weekend. The weather, for the most part, was beautiful. We did get a little rain. We did get a little rain on Friday, and Sharkhead Gifts was kind enough to give me a waterproof New Testament Psalm and Proverbs. And so I had that out there with me, had no problem, didn't have to worry about pages getting ruined, notes running, anything like that. You can write in these waterproof Bibles and don't have to worry about the ink running or smearing or anything like that on these Bibles. They're really, really cool. So if you're needing knives for kitchen, tactical, outdoor, or just your pocket, Sharkhead Gifts carries brands and prices to fit any budget. Sharkhead is going to be launching their website in the very near future. They have opened their storefront there in Mathiston, which is very exciting. But until then, you want to make sure to follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/SH Cutlery, SH Cutlery. And you can follow them on Twitter at SH Knives, SH Knives. They're always doing specials and and giveaways and things like that from time to time. We do that on the show. In fact, we won't do it tonight. We'll wait till Rich gets back, and we will do a giveaway from Sharkhead Gifts to celebrate Rich returning to the program. So, again, that's Sharkhead Gifts, located in Matheson, Mississippi,
Sharkhead Knives.
Or online. What's that?
Sharkhead what? Knives. You keep saying gifts. Knives, not gifts.
Well, okay. All right. Tell you what. Tell you what there, podcast man. I'm reading exactly from what Suzanne wanted me to read. Okay? It's not simply Sharkhead
Knives. You keep saying Sharkhead Gifts.
It is Sharkhead. I know. That's because that's what the company's called. It's called Sharkhead
but
Gifts.
But you keep... No, Sharkhead Knives.
Okay.
It's
tell
why it's S.H. Knives on
right.
Twitter.
Okay, but it's S.H. Cutlery on Facebook. Okay, tell you what there. Okay, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to play an audio. I'm going to play an audio real quick, and then we will get... Because what we had to say about Moore, Russell Moore, is brief. But I want to play an audio from a conversation I had in Portland with a young man, a professing Christian, who had been listening to the open-air preaching. In the meantime, Chris is going to get a hold of Suzanne's story, and he's going to settle this, okay? Because Rich and Suzanne told me to say Sharkhead Gifts. So you, producer, co-host, and now independent podcaster, Chris Chapman Hoffman, you go get the right answer while you listen to this conversation with Andrew.
And the camera's not on.
No, I'm not. I don't care.
All right, so I wanna back up. I wanna start over. Because I'm old. you've been sitting there for a while, right? About how long do you think?
I don't know. 10 minutes.
I think it was longer than that. Yeah, I think it was longer than that. Yeah, because when he was done, had been sitting there so long, I was going to go over and talk to you. so yeah, it's probably longer than 10 minutes. Are you here for Comic-Con today?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah? Oh, okay. All right. So we began the conversation by indicating that you profess to be a Christian.
Yeah.
But yet you didn't understand what we were doing.
Well, I understand what you guys are trying to do with sharing the word to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And that's cool, but...
Well, it's not cool if you say but.
I'm looking at it from their perspective.
Well...
When their perspective is, you guys are, you know, talking a lot about repentance, you know, and how we should repent for our sins.
Yeah.
And to them, it's kind of like, hey... All they're hearing is, we are awful people, and we need to repent to this amazing God so that he will forgive us.
Andrew, is it true that they need to repent?
It is.
Okay.
But...
Andrew, is it true that they're awful people?
Yeah, that's true. But they
okay,
don't
so we're not
that right now. I mean, for them, that's
okay.
Them forming a judgment.
So, let me... how old are you, Andrew?
I'm 18.
18, okay.
Hello, Aaron.
Okay. So...
This is Tony, and what is your name?
Derek.
Derek. So Andrew, if you and I were, I don't know what they call it in the Marine Corps. I know Pastor Chuck always says, don't call it a foxhole. What do they call it? We're in the Army.
Secret Christian.
Because they do call it a foxhole in the Army. All right, so you and I are in the Army together. We're in a foxhole. We're on the front line. And our commanding general has given us orders to go take a gun placement. Go take that hill, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to thinking about it. I realize that our enemy doesn't like us, doesn't want to follow what we believe. They're at war with us. So I think, you know what? Instead of obeying my commanding officer, I'm going to get up out of the foxhole, and I'm going to go over to the enemy side, and I'm going to ask them if it would be okay if we attacked. Does that make any sense at all?
No, it makes no sense.
Right. God has given us a command to go proclaim the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need anyone's permission. We don't need anyone's consent. And it matters not whether or not they like it. God has commanded us to go proclaim the gospel to every creature. And for us to determine whether or not we're going to share or how we're going to share, based on the comfort level of people who hate our commanding officer, who hate God, is blasphemous.
Mm-hmm.
We blaspheme God by doing that. God has given us our commands. He's determined the standard. And the enemy has nothing whatsoever to say about it. And God is sovereign. He's sovereign over all things. You cannot push someone farther away from Jesus than hell. And that's where people are going who don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, right? They're going to hell. Okay. So by bringing them a message they already hate about a Jesus they already hate isn't going to push them any closer to where they're already going, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet the Word of God says that His Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God says that it is the gospel that is the power of salvation. It's not our ability to make friends. It's not our ability to care for people, to serve people. We should do all of those things, right? The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, right?
Yeah.
With the first commandment being to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay? But sadly, what many American Christians do by their actions, even though with their mouths they would adamantly deny it, but with their actions, they tell a lost and dying world that they're sovereign. They tell a lost and dying world that they're God. They tell a lost and dying world that we're more concerned about what you think of us than where you're going to spend eternity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you give a homeless guy a sack lunch, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't share the gospel with him, even if he hates it and throws the lunch back in your face, then you've only filled his stomach on his way to hell. If you go to Mexico and build a house, that's a wonderful thing to do. And if you do not share the gospel, you've simply made someone more comfortable on their way to hell. The unbeliever's hatred for God is not the standard by which we determine how, when, and where we're going to share the gospel. The Word of God is our standard. But unfortunately, American Christianity has said the gospel is insufficient. God needs my help. God needs the help of my bubbly personality and my ability to draw people into relationships. God doesn't need us. He chooses to use us, but He doesn't need us. So that's why we're here. Engaging people in conversation, if that's what you want to do, so long as you're proclaiming the gospel, wonderful. Right?
Uh-huh. Well,
So Andrew, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say you and I were good friends,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe we're in a chess club or something. Why else would an 18-year-old be buddies with a 50-year-old, right? Okay. And you're a Christian, as you've professed, and you know that I'm not, right?
Yeah.
Just by our conversation over chess and what have you, you know I'm not a believer. You got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. Right. That's my max. Hey,
all right.
Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you too, Andrew. Have a good day.
Read your Bible. Don't forget to read your Bible.
All right, so that was my brief conversation with Andrew. Andrew could be a genuine follower of Christ. I don't know. I was getting to that point as you could hear. I was starting to work my way into that 3 minutes to live scenario to try to find out what gospel Andrew actually knew and believed. But like so many who are byproducts of American evangelicalism, which is not a Christian system. There are Christians within American evangelicalism, but the system of American evangelicalism is not Christian. Andrew was uncomfortable with open-air preaching because Andrew was probably raised in some type of synergistic church that leads people to believe that man has some hand in the salvation, his own salvation or the salvation of others, and not that salvation is a work of God alone. So that kind of theology leads to a very pragmatic philosophy of ministry, and you end up putting the perceived wants and desires of the lost over the commands of God as to how to reach the lost. So wanted you to hear that. All right, so we're quickly running out of time, but Chris, you got a hold of Rich.
Yes.
And what did you discover about the name of the company? This is priceless.
Well, technically, I guess we're postmodern today because neither of us is wrong and both of us is right. The actual name.
That's a first for this show.
Yeah. The actual name of the company is Sharkhead Knives and Gifts.
All right. So let's do this then. Let's agree to do this, Chris. When you're doing the commercial, you could say it your way. And when I'm doing the commercial, I could say it my way. And when Rich is doing the commercial, he could say it his way. And if we have Suzanne on the show to talk about the company, she could say it her way. And if Tyler, a young man who has a life, if he should come on the program, say it his way. And so long as we get everyone pointed back to the same company to get the same great products, I guess we'll be okay.
Sounds like a plan to me, sir.
Wow, that was,
you know, in fairness,
that was icky, man. That was, yeah.
In fairness, I think I rather would have this debate than the other discussion we were going to have anyway, so we'll table Russell Moore for next week.
Oh, no, we can't. No,
we got
our
5 minutes.
Our two or three listeners really get upset. I know, but our two or three listeners really get upset when we put a title for the program and we don't get to that topic. So we're going to spend – we'll expand on it next week. Hopefully Rich will be back because I know Rich is very passionate about these – Southern Baptist Convention issues. I mean, the convention is falling apart, literally falling apart from
nice.
their unethical bookstore Lifeway that sells any kind of religious tripe that'll make a buck. To now this man, Russell Moore. Russell Moore, now I'm reading from the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, ERLC, their website. This is the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. So I'm gonna start reading this. We only got a few minutes, so I'll probably just get through to read this, and then I'll ask you guys to ponder for this week why we have a problem with it. All right. January 27th, 2015 is when it's dated. Russell Moore, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, responded to today's announcement by the Mormon Church to support legislation that would protect gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people in areas such as housing and employment, as long as the laws protect rights of religious groups. Quote, I have met with Mormon leaders about these issues repeatedly. I think the Latter-day Saints are well-intentioned but naive on where the reality stands today. I do not think, in most instances, sexual orientation ought to matter in housing or employment. But, of course, the proposals to address these concerns inevitably lead to targeting assaults on religious liberty. This announcement from Mormon leaders has, as I thought, been greeted with hostility from gay rights organizations and disappointment from social conservatives. Nonetheless, I look forward to working with Mormons and others on protecting religious liberty for everyone in the years ahead. As Southern Baptists, we believe gay and lesbian persons are created in the image of God and ought to be respected. We also believe that any sexual expression outside of marriage between one man and one woman is morally wrong. And we believe that freedom of conscience for those of us who dissent from sexual revolution ought to be maintained, end quote. The Southern Baptist Convention is the largest American Protestant denomination with more than 15.8 million members. Yeah, I wonder how many in church, and over 46,000 churches nationwide. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and the SBC's is the SBC's Ethics, Religious Liberty, and Public Policy Agency with offices in Nashville, Tennessee, and Washington, D.C. I have a problem with this. Rich has a problem with this. Chris has a problem with this. And we will talk to you next week about why we believe Russell Moore's statement, another indication that the Southern Baptist Convention is off the rails. Well, that's all we have time for in this edition of Cross Encounters Radio. Again, be praying for Rich, that his health improves. And until next week, be encouraged, strengthened, and unafraid. Proclaim the gospel.
He's the creator, we creations, and one day you'll face him. The very God that you know lives, but you hate him. Proverbs 18 and 2, that describes you. That's the way that seems right to every man. Then doomed. You ask me how I know that I know you know he's real, cause the Bible says so. That's a done deal.
Oh, you don't believe in God or the Bible?
I don't believe you. Like you wouldn't believe me if I say I don't believe that words are true. When I have to be